Many of us are currently living with heavy questions. Whatever decision you make will come with consequences that you must carry. Every choice carries grief for the option that we didn't choose.
That's Esther Perel, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have New York Times bestselling author, international speaker, and one of the most sought-after couples therapists, Esther Perel, returning to the show to discuss how we can best navigate in solving really, really difficult decisions. Here's Esther Perel. Enjoy.
True intimacy, as I see it, is a maelstrom of contradictory emotions. It's love and hate, attraction and repulsion, excitement and boredom. It's often called relational ambivalence. It's all of you who said earlier that on occasion you would like to be out of the relationship that you are in, and the next day are so grateful to be there. Relational ambivalence is what we experience when we are locked in a situation with no easy answers and need to hold both parts of a dilemma. This is what happens mostly in a therapist's office, especially as a couples therapist and a family therapist. So I want to play you a clip from a couple in Ukraine that I saw a few months ago. The war breaks out. They are separated. They think it's going to be a two-week story, right? It's always a two-week story. And he stays there because he has to. He may be drafted, and he has the 18-year-old who may be drafted too. She lives with the 16-year-old. She's in Western Europe. They have a moral dilemma. Artificial intelligence doesn't always know what to do with moral dilemmas. She says, "We save ourselves first. Come join me." He says, "God gave me an order. I have to defend my nation." There is no right easy answer for these types of situations. Let's listen.
The first conversation was really tough because when I asked, so Andrew, how are you? And he said, I don't even know, because I'm afraid to ask myself this question because I'm afraid there is so much pain there that I don't even want to look there. Mm. On the other hand, from what you have just shared, which is absolutely true, I was kind of feeling lonely. I was feeling not loved. There is my man of my life is not besides me. I don't hear anymore so many compliments. That is my need. Lifestyle has changed so drastically. We were kind of afraid to approach each other. I was afraid to hurt him because I knew that he's going through air alerts 5 times per day. He has to go to bunker to save himself and our son. And I need just to be loved. I want to be loved. I want to hear compliments. I want to be the same woman for him.
My first reaction was, what are you talking about? But compliment? We have war. We have difficult situation. I tried to do something helpful for my country, for my family, for compliment. But then I just thinking about it, because I think she just go through difficult time now. She has needs. It's like if my wife need good words, like compliments, say, you're so beautiful today. I love you so much. And it's very important for her.
Andrew, it's not yes. just important for her. It's not just important Why? For her. Because you too feel this. But if you allow yourself to connect with those feelings, it's even more scary. If you remember how much you love her and how much you miss her and how much you would love to touch her and how much you would like her to hold you, you will connect with a different set of feelings. At this point, you respond from the heroic position of I'm fighting for my country and it's crucial.
Yeah.
But there is also, I'm deeply connected to you and I don't want to lose you. And so if you make it that she wants to be loved while you are expressing the love of the nation, you're missing the point for yourself, not for her, for yourself.
Relationships exist in a context. I suggest that we stop treating these dilemmas like technical problems that have clear-cut solutions. Ron Heifetz calls them adaptive challenges. They require changes in values and in perspective. And most importantly, it's the ability to hold both. It's not we should save ourselves, we should save our nation, as if they are two incompatible things, and as if he doesn't care about the self and she doesn't care about the nation. That's called polarizing. Many of us are currently living with heavy questions that don't have right and wrong answers. Whatever decision you make will come with consequences that you must carry. Every choice carries grief for the option that we didn't choose. And the siren song of our screens is the false promise that we can make choices without experiencing this grief. Our current focus on smooth and polished, free of large obstacles and minor discomforts, is making many of our lives easier, no doubt. But these attempts to remove pain, inconvenience, and discomfort are leaving us ill-prepared for the messiness, the bumps, the smells, the decays, the everyday inconveniences of living in close proximity with another human. Basically, the less shiny aspects, dare I say. So, I want to focus on the shinier side for a moment. Intimacy is embodied. You have known intimacy since you were in the womb. For a year and a half, when you were little, before you uttered your first word, you mastered the language of the body. You knew the language of intimacy. Touch, smell, which is our memory, sight, eye contact, taste, sound. Do not forget, you are alive. Thank you.
Big thanks to Esther Perel for stopping by. And today's take-home lesson is that in making hard decisions, there really is no real answer. There's really no real solution. Any choice that we ultimately make will carry a tinge of regret. And hopefully, with the choice that we make, we're able to live with that choice and move forward. All right. If you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to her website, estherperel.com. Her Instagram is estherperelofficial. Her YouTube is estherperel. And her latest book is entitled The State of Affairs, Rethinking Infidelity. And if you'd like to check out her podcast, she has two. One no longer airs, but that one is called How's Work. I believe the last episode was aired September of 2021, but still has a bunch of great content. And her most recent and one that's still continuing is entitled, Where Do We Begin? And if you're interested in listening to the entire episode from the excerpt with the husband and wife that she played in the episode, you can find it by either scrolling through the episodes until you get to the day I believe it was aired was last year, March 11th, 2023, or some apps give you the capability to have this search function where you can look for the specific episode by just typing it in. So if you'd like to do that, then the name or the title of the episode is Love and War with Esther Perel, Ukraine. And that episode should pop right up. All right. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Esther Perel on the other AI artificial intimacy, South by Southwest 2023. And I'll have all the links to everything that I just mentioned. They'll be all nice and clickable. So you can just click and just get right to the resource. And they will all be in the show notes section, which oftentimes is right below the episode, depending on what podcast player you're currently using. And as I said, I have all the links to connect with her and her work. And she also has a card game, which I just recently picked up. So you can also find that on her website. All right, that's a wrap for me. Follow me on IG at Depression Detox Show. Follow the show or leave a rating and review on either Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast. As always, I am super, super appreciative of that. And that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.